man examine himself. Now that includes women. Let us examine ourselves. The new year is actually a trust that God has given us. You stop and think about it. He's given us another new year. This year, a little bit different because it contains 366 days. It's leap year. Yeah. Or 8,784 hours or 527,040 minutes or 31,622,400 seconds. Every moment is important. Every moment. We spend our time as certainly as we spend our money, and even more so. We might save our money, but friends, we cannot save our time. Time ticks on. Ephesians 5:16 says, redeem the time. Or we might say, spend your time well. Spend it well this year. First, it says, so anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. In traditional Seventh-day Adventist churches, we share the ordinance once a quarter. And as I said, Paul admonishes us to examine ourselves. Examine ourselves. So number one, New Year's a time for inventory. Time for inventory. You know, many businesses all around are in the process of taking inventory. I can remember working at Apple Valley Market, the Ben Franklin Center at Andrews. You know, first year, it's time to work late at night and go around and count everything you had in stock. Take inventory and see what you have. The psalmist says, search me, O God. So as a spiritual inventory is made accurately and honestly, it's very important. Romans 12:3 says, recommends that we not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. It actually reads, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourself by the faith God has given us. Now, little Jack Horner, you're tempted to say, what a good boy I am. But the psalmist says to pray, cleanse me from all my secret faults. Cleanse me from all my secret faults. And his references has probably not the faults he kept secret from others, but the faults that were secret to him that he didn't even know about. Cleanse me of all my faults. It's easy, you know, for you and I, especially for me, to deceive ourselves. Seriously. You measure ourselves physically is done with a yardstick, measuring ourselves with a tape or scales. We can compare our physical size with last month or last year or 5 years ago. We can compare ourselves. Sometimes I don't particularly like to. Yeah. But measuring ourselves spiritually is not so easy or so objective. But it's really necessary that each and every one of us rethink our spiritual life. Where were we last month? Where were we last year? Where were we spiritually 5 years ago compared to now? Compared to now. The new year's a good time for taking spiritual inventory of ourselves. Where are we spiritually compared to that time? Time to take inventory. The new year is a time for analysis. Forgive the misspelled word there. You know, taking inventory involves more than just counting objects. Once an accurate inventory is made, our analysis at the beginning and the new year requires looking realistically at the past, the present, and the future. Time becomes a very important factor for each and every one of us. What's interesting is football, basketball, soccer, hockey are all played for a specific number of minutes. Most sports count down to zero. That is, the clock starts with the time that's allowed and then allows to show the time remaining. Life is clear if we would know the time remaining rather than the time lived. Certainly, if we knew the time remaining, we would take more seriously the advice of Benjamin Franklin. You know, he says, "Lovest thou life? Then do not squander time. For it is the stuff of which life is made." Life is lived, friends. Life is lived with the reality that it takes a vapor and tomorrow's gone. Finished. Today is the day of opportunity. Today is the day of opportunity. Number three, the new year is a time for a new beginning. A new year seems fresh. It's a time of beginning over again. And in that sense, a new year is a time of encouragement. Of encouragement. One is aided in forgetting the lies behind and reaching forward for what lies ahead for us. New Year resolutions are often made lightly and made light of. And yet, should not the new year be a time for a new beginning for each and every one of us? The Bible talks about God making all things new. Revelation 21. New song. Psalms 33, a new name. Isaiah 62, a new spirit. Ezekiel 11, a new heart. Ezekiel 18, a new covenant. Matthew 26, a new creation. And in Revelation, a new heaven and a new earth. Number four, the new year is a time for new hope. For new hope. Hope expresses assurance about the present as well as about the future. In January 1, 1785, John Wesley said this, "Whether this be the last year or not, may it be the best year of my life." Think about that. 2024, can it be the best year of each and every one of our lives? Yeah. Give it to God. Live for Him. We can begin the new year remembering the words of Moses to the children of Israel as they stood there at the beginning of a new time in their history. He says, "But the land into which you are about to cross to possess, a land of hills and valley drinks the water from the rain of heaven, a land for which the Lord, your God, cares. The eyes of the Lord of God are always on it, from the beginning even to the end of the year." may God's Holy Spirit rain on us beginning this year and throughout the whole year. That's my prayer. Time for examination. Time and details of the future are hidden from us. We don't know what's coming. We're not even sure how we're going to react. But the assurance of Jesus is this, that we do not need to be anxious for tomorrow. Edward Mote said it best in this hymn, "The Solid Rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." As Daisy leads out in the congregational singing and solo, I just pray that we will make Christ our solid rock for 2024. And on the second stanza, we'll dismiss for communion and foot washing. God bless.
Hymn number 522. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid seems to veil his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Dismissed to your various places for foot washing.